Okay, I really hope Kelly is not part of the 2 in 3 people who have this in their car.
Okay.
It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on the coast. Good morning. 2/3 of us have a weapon in the car.
Well, I would be one of those 2/3.
Of course you do. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
That makes me nervous. You're going to hurt yourself.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't want to reveal my secrets, but here they come. You know, it is a weapon, but it's still in the package. So if anything happened, nothing. I can't. I'm not going to be able to get it out of the package.
1 minute. Let me unwrap this.
And it's one of those really, like, tough plastic packages.
Oh, that you need a weapon to open.
I'm just going to whip it at him and, like, or maybe, like, slice him with it.
Chuck it at him.
Like, slice
it. Oh, yeah, like the plastic.
Yeah,
that hard kind. Plastic packaging,
yes.
Is a weapon itself.
100%. So,
and how many people have gotten cuts on that, you know, getting stuff ready for Christmas?
And maybe to whoever's, you know, attacking me, if I just say, don't come any closer.
Right.
You know this plastic hurts.
Yeah, I was trying to open some kids' toys that were in these packages. How secure did this need to be?
I agree.
Like, it was like a little bird that sits in a cage and repeats things.
Yeah.
You know, like it records you and repeats it in a funny bird voice.
Oh, cool. I like that.
Pretty funny for adults to play with for a little while.
Yeah.
And the packaging on it is like it was zip tied multiple times.
I was just going to say, zip ties.
Why are they zip tying? It's not a real bird. It's not going to escape.
No.
You know, but it's so zip tied.
And when they zip tie it, they leave zero room for you even to get, like, the end of the scissors in to cut
right.
it.
You need, like, a mini pair of scissors, which is also
right.
sharp and strong enough
yeah.
to cut the zip tie.
Yeah.
So I almost broke the scissors.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I just give up and say, you're not playing with it.
Right, that's it. Just leave it in the package.
There's nothing I can do. I need to be in a good mood to do this, because I instantly get frustrated
right.
and sweaty, and then I'm angry.
And then you get impatient, and that's when you're going to hurt yourself, you know, trying to use a knife or something, and you don't want to. Don't do that. You know, there's another way you could get hurt around the holidays.
Or if every single section that could possibly be tied down is tied with those...
The little wire things.
The wire
ties. At least those are better than zip ties, though. I mean, the zip ties are the killer.
I've gone through to try to cut those ones because I'm like, who has the time?
Right.
To whoop, 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 right. whoop. There's one. Oh, there's a leg. There's a toe.
Right.
It's come out.
And I'm like, how secure does this need to be?
I agree.
You know, what?
And what a waste. I mean, look, aren't we trying to save the earth?
Oh, yeah.
What a waste
well,
of
that's
stuff,
from
right?
China.
Oh, okay.
China's not trying. I mean, China's not helping us out with that whole climate thing, you know?
No. Yeah.
79 Coast, back to the weapon in your car. Okay, maybe you have a weapon. And let's broaden it a little bit. What random thing do you have in your car right now? Like, Kelly has a packaged up weapon. Do you want to say what it is?
It's pepper spray.
Oh, okay, but it's
in
still
a nice
in the
glitter
package.
Tube. It's pink.
Okay, that's to be fashionable.
Pink. And I also have a roll of toilet paper. I don't know if that's random.
In the car?
Yep, right in my inner console, my middle console.
Always?
Always. Always.
Oh.
If anyone has a runny nose, you just chuck that thing.
Oh, that's true. It is, yeah.
And chuck it.
Totally. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like, yeah. And look, anyone has to go to the bathroom? I don't know. I'm prepared.
Yeah.
I'm always prepared. I always have a roll of toilet paper. I have a roll of toilet paper really everywhere I go.
I didn't think I had an answer to this question. I just remembered I have a tape measure in the car. I always have a tape measure in the car.
What?
It started from when we were moving into the house over a year ago, and we would stop and look at furniture or look at a rug or something,
that makes sense.
I would just always be tape measuring things.
Bob Vila.
So, I'm ready. You need me to, you know, bust out the tape measure?
You're a contractor.
I'm ready to go. Ryan, what random thing is in your car right now?
I got throwing stars.
You got what?
Throwing stars.
Throwing stars? Like a ninja?
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad's got some of those.
Where do you keep... Wait, what?
Yeah, he collects all that weird stuff, just like
does
you, Ryan.
Does he know how to use them?
I think he does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know how to use them, Ryan?
Yeah, I practice.
Wow. Hmm. Where in the car are your throwing stars? Is there like a throwing star holder?
Right in my center console. They come in a little package with a holding case and everything.
What are they made out of?
Like some sort of metal. I bought them off, I'm a mechanic, and I bought them off the Cornwell tool truck.
Okay. There's a couple of...
I also bought a taser flashlight from him, too, so I have that in here in the door.
Oh, I have a taser flashlight. Yep.
Okay.
That's still in his package, too.
It's
I'm
not
too
doing
scared.
You much good. Yeah.
No, I'm too scared.
So you got a taser flashlight.
Yeah, and I can't carry a gun because I have a green card.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know you...
Medical card, you can't buy guns or possess them.
Oh, really? Yeah. Huh. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
But you've got the throwing stars. I mean, who needs a gun when you've got that? Is your accuracy good?
Four, there's four of them, so, you know.
You got four shots.
You can
shots
take on four attackers.
I got four shots before he shoots me.
Right. Ryan is ready to go. All right, Ryan, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, throwing stars.
Oh, someone said I have a tire iron on the side of my door and a knife in the door.
I want a tire iron. I would love to have a tire iron, like, right next to my door.
Sure.
I'm not kidding. Even at home, I would like that as
Those things are heavy, though.
Yeah, and they can do some damage, right?
Well, yeah, but you have to be able to lift it and wield it.
Yeah.
You know? It's
I
just
picture
a big,
like,
just like,
oh!
Hold on.
I got
my tire iron. Man, I pulled a muscle just putting my tire iron in the car. Wait, can we go back to that your dad has throwing stars?
Yeah, he's a little crazy. He collects, like, ninja swords and knives and pirate knives and throwing.
He has pirate knives?
It's, like, he has, like, huge swords. Huge. Like, yeah. And he'll get them for Jay. He's going to get another. Jay's going to get one this year. Jay also has throwing stars.
Oh,
and when
really?
Wyatt gets old enough, he, too, will have throwing stars.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he's already tried
something
it.
In the house fast.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. He gives all the men in the house different knivery.
Different knivery. That's how I'll know I'm really in with Kelly's dad.
That's it. He's Googling. I can hear the fingers typing. Crazy sword for Blake.
Other strange things that are in people's cars right now. Molly has a horse skull.
What?
Sally has plastic bowling pins and a bowling ball. Because I guess you never know when you get the sudden urge to bowl.
Yeah, exactly. You guys bored?
Steven has a beach towel.
Okay.
Not a Todd towel.
Oh.
Brooke has a giant kite.
Oh.
Ready to go.
Well, that's nice. You know, it has been kind of warm some days.
True.
And it has been windy.
Let's go fly
a
kite.
Is that a song?
Yes, from Mary Poppins.
Oh,
come on. Don't you remember?
With you.
Let's go fly a kite. Up to the atmosphere. High up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite.
Okay.
Impromptu sing along.
Yeah.
It's especially fun when you don't know the song. Oh, Rosa on our Facebook page said, the odd thing I have in my car right now, totes. Well,
totes.
That makes sense. Probably for the grocery store. Totes.
What? Totes aren't odd, Rosa.
A lot of people have totes.
Totes my goats.
Totes my goats. Can't say totes without thinking of my goats.
No.
You can't.
Totes my goats.
Wow.
There you go.